Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Good day and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
Now today we're going to be talking about spring, and then Susie just said maybe we should talk about Easter as well.
And then I said, Spreester!
Easter, everybody. What a lovely expression. I can feel that. I can feel a hashtag coming on.
Oh, and people's eyes rolling.
Oh.
Of me melding words together again
melding
and again.
Melding away. Now, do you like the spring, Susie?
Oh, yeah. Why not? It's daffodils.
Daffodils. I love a daffodil. I love tulips. I love the smell of crocuses on the air.
I mean, sometimes you outgay yourself.
Sometimes. Yes. It's a lovely time, I think.
It is a nice time of year. It always feels quite positive, doesn't it?
People look very attractive, I always think, in the spring. People sort of just
become... How do I look today?
Attractive, Susie.
Thanks,
I just told
Tom.
You. And I think just people just look better.
Healthier.
Yeah, I suppose that's what it is. It's like if you go to Barcelona, everybody just looks so confident and so attractive all the time. Have you ever been to Barcelona?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, people are very confident and attractive all the time. The lovely sun-kissed complexions.
Oh, I love a sun-kissed complexion.
Oh, I do. I just think it, just everybody just like comes alive in the sunshine.
I think people are happier in sunny climates.
Unless you have an allergy to sunlight. Do you know some people have that?
Oh, like in the others, the children in the others have that.
Do they?
Mm.
There's also a woman around Holloway. I don't know if she has an allergy to the sunshine or if she's just really scary, but she wears like a hood and a mask, like a gauze mask.
Oh, I would find that utterly terrifying.
Oh, I remember seeing her
once. It wasn't
outside.
A beekeeper, was it?
She did look like a bit like a beekeeper, or maybe somebody who does a lot of fencing, not in the back garden, but fencing with a sword. And I remember seeing her once. So I was crossing the road outside the Odeon on Holloway Road to get some chips, and she was there. I gasped. I really got.
Oh, that's really scary. Did I tell you what I saw on the Holloway Road the other day? This really made me laugh. For our listeners that aren't London-based, and why should you be? The Holloway Road is the road really near where I live, and it's sort of a...
It's actually the Holloway. That's where it came from. Where people used to walk their animals into the City of London for market, and it became hollowed out at the Holloway.
Oh, wow.
Interesting fact.
Great facts, Tom. Great facts. It's a road that's sort of... They're trying to sort of make it nice at the minute, but
I've known about the Holloway Road for probably 15 years, and it's always been on the way up, and it's never gone anywhere.
That's exactly right, yeah. So, I live near there. But the other day, I saw outside the Argos, saw a woman with a busker with a boombox. Is that what the kids call them? A boombox.
Sure.
Playing classical music, a violin track. Miming that she was playing violin. I shit you not.
Like a drag queen Vanessa May.
Like a drag queen Vanessa May.
Oh, how terrifying. Did you give her some money?
No.
No.
I mean, the least you can do is...
Learn
an instrument.
For goodness sake.
You can't be a busker without any knowledge of...
You can be a mime artist. Oh, hang on. There are a lot of mime artists.
No, you can be a street performer.
Oh, yeah.
Love a bit of street performer.
I love a street performer.
Oh, I love seeing them when they're on their breaks.
Oh, do you?
Oh, my God.
The silver people with their, like, boop, boop. tube thing in their mouth.
Yeah, because then they've got like, there'll be like a silver fairy, a man dressed as a dog, and someone on stilts just having a chat.
Just having a chat.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. I think it's so funny. I think, oh, what's happening here?
That's like a lovely, it'd be a lovely photo, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
On an SLR.
Yeah, in black and white.
Black and white. Oh, straight to canvas. Going to that Snappy Snaps on Holloway Road. Is that still there? That used to be there.
I've got no idea.
You'd go in to get your photos developed, and they'd always try and upsell you a jigsaw.
Oh, yeah. Who wants
Who's
a jigsaw?
Who's buying a jigsaw of their wedding?
I'm going to give you a jigsaw of me for your birthday.
I would love
of
that.
Of one
actually.
Of my headshots.
I would love that. Or they do like cushions, mugs.
I'll
mouse
get you everything
mats.
If you want.
What happened to mouse mats?
Well, do people really have mouses anymore?
Mice?
Yeah, I guess they do. Do you mean, I've never worked in an office. I've got no idea.
Yeah, they used to be such a big thing, a mouse mat. Sometimes you get them with a calculator. Sometimes you'd get them...
with that little squidgy bit to rest your arm on?
Oh, yes. That very, very ergonomic, wasn't it? Back in the day when people had time to worry about
their wrists.
Yeah, people don't worry about... Like, if you've got a wrist these days...
Quite.
You know, they'll probably take it away from you, the government.
What with all the cuts?
Oh, dear. Cut off your wrist.
Everything went a bit pear-shaped for old George Osborne this week, didn't it?
Oh, didn't
with
it?
With the budget.
Depending on when you're listening. But,
Yes,
I have been following it a little bit. A scathing attack from IDS leaving.
Yeah. Well, we're not a political podcast, but I'm quite annoyed about it.
Well, I just kept thinking of House of Cards. You can imagine what's going on behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like to think more of the thick of it. There's sort of a Malcolm Tucker character sort of wandering around being like, well, you can get a press conference and you can't go because you're a wanker.
What's going to happen with Malcolm Tucker? Because has that concluded the series?
I don't know. I think they always leave the door half open, don't they? So they could do
they
a...
They could go back.
Although, have you watched Veep?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love it. It's amazing.
Yeah, really funny. I was filled with Malcolm Tucker, like, if they're in opposition, does it sort of lose its momentum?
Yeah, probably.
What do they do in opposition? It must be quite boring.
Yeah, just waiting around. Crossing their fingers.
Maybe next time.
I actually imagine they try to do quite a lot of the work.
I'm sure they do, yes. I mean,
What are the Lib Dems up to?
What's Nick Clegg doing these days? Where have all those jumpers gone?
I really felt for Nick Clegg.
Did you?
I think that, considering like how many cuts have gone in now, and how much, like, the privatisation of the NHS and all stuff like that, I think that actually there was quite a lot of good done by having the coalition government.
Yeah.
Also, I don't think gay marriage would have gone through if it wasn't for the... I don't think it would have changed to marriage. I think it would have been civil partnership.
I think... Did they have a role in that?
Yeah, definitely.
I think they were probably...
They were very forceful of pushing it through.
And I think they were... It was kind of... We never really found out what they were doing. And I think that's probably the fault of the press, maybe not reporting on them. And they were sort of like... I don't know. They didn't really sort of seem to be stamping any kind of identity.
I think that Nick Clegg's probably a nice guy. I'm going to say, I'll go on the record.
I reckon he's got some lovely shoes.
Do you?
Yeah, I think he's the sort of person who'd wear a penny loafer very well. With socks, though.
Oh, God, yeah, not without socks. I once saw Justin Timberlake at a concert. He was performing. We weren't both in the audience.
Oh, that would have been something.
And he was wearing a suit with no socks and a pair of...
Penny loafers? Or brogues?
Brogues. And I did not like it at all.
No, it's a bit skanky, isn't it?
Don't like it at all. Yeah. I don't like people who don't wear socks.
I don't like it, actually.
Don't trust them.
It's not very hygienic, is it?
No.
Do you know what I mean? Unless you wear those, like, little socks. What do people wear? Like, trainer socks that just come to the lip
My uncle once decided to dislike my cousin's boyfriend on the strength that he wore trainer socks.
Oh.
He said he wears those little wanker socks. And so now I can't see them without thinking...
Little wanker socks.
What do you mean? I've got some, but they're just...
I haven't actually got any, so...
They're my little wanker socks.
You could still get together with your cousin, I guess.
Oh, that's good. Well, Sophie's got a baby now, and she's in a very happy relationship, but sure...
You know, just saying.
You know what you're like.
Is your uncle very, very choosy with his with things like that?
I don't know. I just think he didn't like his daughter having a boyfriend, so he was just finding fault with him.
Where is he now?
The boyfriend of my uncle.
The boyfriend.
No idea.
No idea.
No idea. In Pompey? Probs. No one ever leaves.
Do you not?
A lot of people don't leave Portsmouth. But I don't know many people that have left. It's really, really drags you down. Then you don't have the self-worth to leave.
Oh, yeah. And of course, it's not very far from Brighton, is it?
No, but it's not gay.
It's not gay, is it?
It's not gay at all.
It's what Brighton would look like if there were no gay people. Fair point?
Yeah, no, because I think Brighton's full of creatives.
Hmm.
Whereas Portsmouth is...
Loafers, I say. Yes, no,
Portsmouth's,
it's nice to have wind chimes.
A bit...
Yes,
come sad.
On. Sad.
I think it's a little bit.
No, don't tell
so
us.
So I think it's lost its way a little bit, Portsmouth.
Lost its way.
Because we see it's one of those towns, isn't it, that like once upon a time it would have been a holiday destination.
Wouldn't we all? And now who's going on holiday to Portsmouth?
Literally no one.
Literally nobody. I mean, is there still some sort of holiday industry there?
I mean, there's a fun fair, but you wouldn't put your kids on it. They'd probably die.
It's not very fun, and it's certainly not fair. A there Penny Arcade.
Oh, I love a Penny Arcade.
Oh, it's a great drag name, isn't it?
That is a great drag name.
Mm, I'm sure. Has it been done? Something about slots, penny slots or something.
Yeah. My favourite's Sifondacock.
That is a good drag name.
Which me and Jen Brister came up with that when we were writing something. We had to come up with a load of drag names.
Oh, I love coming up with drag names. What are yours?
Oh, I think Sifondacock's is my best.
Oh, that's a good one. I like Donna Kebab.
That's very good.
Or, what was the one I thought of? Alistair Zaman, which to our German listeners, Alistair Zaman means altogether. But, yeah.
All together now.
It only really makes sense if you're in Germany. But there are drag queens there, so, you know.
It was also Alistair Zaman?
It does sound a bit like Alistair Salmon.
And wasn't
Salmon. Altogether.
Isn't he a Scottish? Wasn't he Scottish?
He was leader of the Scottish National Party.
Oh my God. And they didn't want to be together, did they?
They did not. Yeah, the opposite, in fact. Good point, Susie.
Oh my God.
Nice bit of banter.
I think I'm writing a play.
Oh my goodness. What's happening? It's spring, everybody.
Top pants.
It must be spring.
Oh my God.
So, it's nearly Easter. What are you going to do?
Oh my God, you're bringing us back on topic. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Oh my God,
a nice
role
little
reversal.
Detour. Little detour around Portsmouth there. That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ooh, I felt into like drag. With the sun out, I thought, oh, I could go to Portsmouth right now. I remember going on the train there, and the train sort of snakes along the coast for a bit, doesn't it? And I liked that. With lots of dappled sunlight through
the
Oh,
there
trees.
Are parts of it that's lovely. I'm sort of growing fond of it now. But it's a bit rough around the edges. But then,
well,
I suppose it's probably good in a way.
So am I. So what will you be doing for the Easter Sundays?
Taking
crystal meth.
The old ball and chain.
Oh, yeah.
Some crystal meth. That's quite a good name for a drag queen.
Crystal meth, yeah.
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 And the girlfriend's mother.
The mother-in-law is
the
here.
The mother-in-law is here visiting.
So what will you do? Will you go out for lunch or will you cook
at... Mum's cooking at home.
Oh, you're going to
and we're
your
all
mum's.
Going to Portsmouth.
Oh, so you're
so
going
the parents
to Portsmouth.
Will meet.
The parents will meet. Do you think that's going to be okay?
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to get on a house on fire. It's going to be great.
People screaming.
Jumping out of windows.
Crying. People dying. Oh.
What are you doing for Easter?
Well, I'll be at home with the dad and mum. I don't know what we're having. It might be lamb.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it, to have it?
Might be the classic lamb. You know, they're already advertising it, aren't they? For
yes.
Aster. Leg of lamb.
Leg of lamb, so $4.99.
I do like a bit of Easter.
I
love it.
I love a bank holiday Monday. It's so guilt-free.
This is one of the better bank holiday Mondays. And I'm not working on it. I finish work on Saturday night.
Oh, I'm not working on it. I've got Saturday, Sunday and Monday off.
Oh, you lucky
so
thing.
So excited.
Lucky thing. That is going to be wonderful.
I hope so.
It's just nice just to laze around. Will there be some sort of sport on, though? That's the only thing that gets me down.
Oh, no. It might be horse race. If there's horse racing on, does
my... Yeah, or the motor racing.
I hate that.
No, I remember that as a kid. We used to have that on during Sunday night. Oh, so depressing.
I don't...
So there's nothing else on television. No,
I know there is skill in it, obviously. But
is
I
there
find
though?
It so dull.
Is there though? I mean, you know what? I haven't even got my driving license, and I can still turn a corner quickly. Do you know what I mean?
Oh God, says Tom. Preach, sister.
Oh well, I just don't. I don't. It's like a billion gajillion dollar.
Preach,
industry.
Sister. There's another drag name.
Maybe. Yeah. Is she a nun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I love drag queens. I'm still thinking about drag queens. I'm bored of spring.
Easter. Spring, I think it's a time of renewal, beginning. But of course, I'm going to Australia. When will we be going to the autumn?
Oh, spring forward, fall back, all very quickly.
All very quickly. I'll be springing forward, back, all over the place.
That's exciting. You're going and doing tour dates with Sarah?
With Sarah Millican. I'm supporting her.
How exciting.
Yeah.
Lovely Sarah.
Lovely Sarah. And we're going to...
It's great touring with a friend, isn't it?
It's very nice. It's very nice. We have a very nice time.
I bet you do.
And we're going to Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, Perth, and then Auckland as well. So
I didn't know you were going to New Zealand.
Did I not tell you this?
No, you need to speak to Tony.
Yeah, I do need to speak to
Tony.
That's
my girlfriend, who is a Kiwi.
She is a Kiwi. And no, she said she's going to recommend some places for coffee.
Oh, great. What would you do on a tour day?
Well, that's a good question. I think in Australia, I think we're quite keen to go and see
explore,
do nice things, catch up with people.
That's what I do when I'm doing support.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because you've just had a very fun time supporting.
I've just been supporting Alan Carr in Norway.
Oh,
Klang. And it was lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, God, highly recommend.
Yes.
Norway, it's beautiful.
I didn't realise how snowy it was going to be, actually.
Well, we went up to Tromsø.
Oh, of course you did Tromsø.
Which is the last big city before you get into the Arctic.
Oh.
So it's right at the top. We almost saw the Northern Lights, but we didn't.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah, it was a bit of a pity, but it doesn't matter.
You can watch it on that Joanna Lumley programme.
You know, I love Joanna Lumley.
I do too. She can do no wrong. What was that thing where she met somebody? Was it a rapper or someone?
Oh, she met Will I Am.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to know.
What was that pitch meeting?
Yeah. How bizarre. She's great. She did a great thing about Russia, and then she went to Russian ballet schools.
Oh, yes, she did. She loves the ballet, doesn't she?
She loves the ballet.
But you would watch her just do anything, wouldn't you? And you'd be just interested.
Yeah. If anyone's listening that's a friend, let's get her on the podcast, guys.
Oh, that would be
fun. Let's all tweet at Joanna Lumley.
She might do it.
So Alan and I went to Norway, which was super fun. The gigs were just amazing and the people were lovely and handsome and beautiful.
Yes, they are in Scandinavia, aren't they? Very handsome and beautiful.
And also chic.
That's what I like to hear.
Really chic.
In monochrome.
Yes.
I love that.
A lot of people at the gig seemed to be couples and they were all sharing bottles of champagne, which I thought...
Oh, that's decadent.
It was a real night out.
Do you know why? That's because of the oil millions they've got up there. They are all very rich.
Well, yeah, but that's because the government shared out the wealth in like an old-fashioned socialist way.
Yeah,
so there's not middle class and upper class.
It's just champagne for everybody.
It's just champagne for everyone.
Did everybody wear those? I imagine a lot of people wear those kind of jumpers that are black and quite angular and quite structured, but they don't have a hem at the bottom. They just sort of hang down.
I know the kind of jumpers you mean, and yes, I imagine everyone would have
possibly
one,
like
or two.
Either quite short or like women, I imagine, wear them to the knee. And they sort of
but that's maybe... a dress, Tom, not a top.
Oh, is that how it works?
Well, yeah,
there we are talking about drag queens. And
so, yes, I've been so,
angular
so we...
haircuts. That's what I think.
Angular haircuts, yeah, kind of.
Not
angular
the
Merkel,
of yes, angular Merkel. Yeah, that's what I imagine. And did you go up for... Because I remember changing planes in Norway. I bought a sandwich at the airport and it came to £27. Discuss.
It is very expensive in Norway.
Did you buy much?
No, not really. We were being quite well looked after because the people that were promating the tour and stuff, which
that's
is very
nice.
Nice.
That's very
had
nice.
The best sushi of my life.
Oh, now, apparently sometimes I outgay myself. Go on.
Oh, really? When has sushi become gay?
Well, the thing is, within that, you know, and I'm sure people are just picking up their phones right now and dialing in, but, you know, nothing is specifically gay, but at the same time, anything could be in that lexicon of, how would we say, swish lifestyle attributes.
Okay, you saying swish lifestyle attributes is the gayest thing that's ever happened on this podcast.
Okay, well,
but I love
laid
it.
Down, I've laid down the gauntlet.
Yeah, it's really expensive in Norway.
So what sushi did you have? Did you have the one with the prawn opened up on top?
They brought us a tasting platter, which let me tell you, Tom.
I love a tasting platter.
I love a tasting platter, but I really hate sharing in general. So I find that really awkward because it's quite, when you don't know people that you're having dinner with, you don't know the etiquette for how much.
Just take the serving plate and assume it's yours. No one's going to say anything.
Oh, great plan.
Yeah, Norway, very polite. Japanese people, very polite. No one's going to say anything.
Oh, God, what a great idea.
Win. So did you all have to like ding in a bit?
Yeah.
Were you double dipping in your soy?
No, we had a soy bit each.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Wasabi? Do you like wasabi?
Oh, yeah, I love a bit of wasabi. Mm.
What's the deep fried vegetable?
Tempura.
Did you have tempura?
No.
That could be quite heavy, I find, in a meal like that. I once had a tasting plate of sushi in Philadelphia.
Oh, Klang.
Thank you. It wasn't in the soft cheese Philadelphia, by the way, you Philistines. I didn't just get some raw fish and think to myself, oh, I know what would make this nicer. Well, this works out with cream cheese, it's nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, went there and just having little modicums of delicious food, so full. Never been so full, never been so happy. Hardly ate a thing.
Well, no, you've all learned something.
Did you, what did you have? What was the best bit about the sushi or sashimi?
Oh, there was...
Is there a fly in here?
Is there? There was a marinated tuna. that was raw, which often I'd be a bit grossed out by.
Of course, you're from Portsmouth.
I'm from Portsmouth. What? No one's cooked it. What, has it got a face on still? No thanks. But it was really quite remarkable.
Did you have any Wagyu beef?
No. Mm, not a big fan of beef.
Or Kobe beef?
So what else? What else are you doing for spring, Tom? I'm bringing us back on subject.
God, I was just having a nice time imagining all that food. So for spring, apart from flying into the southern hemisphere where it's actually autumn, I am going to be... I think it's a great time for renewal. I think it's a great time. Like, I'm wearing an orange jumper today.
You are.
I've never had an orange jumper before.
You look very good in it.
This is a time. Thank you. This is a time when we start wearing brighter colours. We start coming alive again. We start bringing, you know, new things. Maybe we take up a new hobby. I'm thinking my gym period is coming to an end. I'm almost done with that. I think I might be moving into a yoga era.
Oh, you should move into a yoga era.
I just know that the weightlifting has not been... I did one of those weigh-in things. My gym's got one of those weigh-in things where you put your thumb on a thing. Have you done that?
Oh, yeah.
You're barefoot and it sends an electrical charge through you. Not as much fun as it sounds, especially when you get your results back. I'm 23% body fat. 23%.
Oh, my God, Tom,
I need to get it down to below 10%. Yeah, so am I. I mean, I'm amazed I'm still alive. How are people going to see the squares, which is what I call pecs? How am I going to get the squares on my chest like the other boys have if I've got 23%? I've got to
come yoga.
Shall I go yoga?
Go yoga.
Do the boys at yoga, do they have the squares?
Yeah.
Do people take their tops off in yoga?
You can or you can wear a vest.
Just out of interest. Okay.
Well, I think that's very right, Tom. I think trying something new, a new hobby.
A new hobby, maybe Airfix.
What's Airfix?
It's where you make a model plane.
Ah, I've never done anything like that. I'm thinking of taking up watercolours, Tom. I'm going to put it out there.
I thought you were going to say water sports. Watercolours, that sounds nice. Watercolour challenge, you're going to go on that?
But I'll probably have a go first. See if I'm any good. Might not be any copper.
What are you going to do? Sit in the back garden and do it?
Yeah, maybe.
Go on the heath with your easel.
Oh, I don't want to become that person.
Oh, it'd be fun though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I might take... Yeah, taking up things is... You're very right.
A great thing to do. Have you ever had a...
You should subscribe to the podcast. Clang.
Oh, subtle.
Oh, I'm so sorry that I'm here.
Susie, don't ever say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry I'm here. I'm delighted I'm here.
The thing is, so what is a hobby that you would always thought like you couldn't do, but maybe you could take up?
Well, I think maybe watercolours, because I'm not good at drawing or anything like that, but I really envy people when they do. I think that's a really nice thing to do. It must be very relaxing.
Yeah, I think it must be very therapeutic. What about gardening?
I do like a bit of gardening.
Perfect time to get into it.
Yeah, you're right.
What about that front garden of yours? That looked a bit untidy the last time I was around.
Oh, thanks, love. Yeah, it still does. It's a bit of a state, actually.
See, that could be a nice project.
My back garden looks nice, though.
I don't want to know about that.
Tom.
Yes.
Top three things that you've taken up that you didn't know that you were going to like.
What have you taken up?
Thomas.
I have top three things that I've taken up. Okay.
Suggestions for our listeners. Maybe they're listening and thinking,
what can I take up?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I should do that.
Okay. I would say gardening, definitely one of them.
Lovely.
I would say some sort of sport, and it doesn't matter what it is, just something that gets... It doesn't matter if you just go for a walk every day.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you go, like, you just feel better for it. It's a great time to do it. Just put on some walking shoes. Just go for a walk for an hour. Lose yourself for an hour. Just make sure you're
out. But don't actually get lost.
Don't literally get lost for an hour. Don't, well...
Because that's quite panicking.
It gets your heart rate up, though. It's good.
There you go.
You know. And then the third one I would say is, what about something like sewing? I've never done that. I'd love to do that.
My mum makes curtains.
Does she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's really good to know.
Really good to know.
What? Does she do the tie bags as well?
Yeah.
Pelmets?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she can do a bit of upholstery.
I was going to say, can she cover a sofa?
Well, do you know what? Similar to what we're talking about, my mum, when I was sort of at secondary school and my mum wanted something, she did sewing when she was younger and then she went to sort of a sewing club every other week, just doing little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
And she went back to college and did her City and Guilds.
Really?
Yeah, and got it in upholstery.
Oh, I love things like that.
And I think it was great for her because I think it gave her a real sense of, you know, satisfaction, a real sense of achievement. And she did really well in it.
Oh, Susie comes from a very musical family. Even the sewing machine is a singer.
You love that joke.
I love that joke. That's a lovely thing to do. Yeah, go on, what are yours?
Yoga, I know I always say it, boring, I know. Is there a reptile club near you?
A perfect
go
time
and
to
pet an iguana.
Go down the newsagent, see what they've got in the window. Reptile club, yes please.
And I'll tell you what, something I would like to do but I've never done, a book club.
Oh yes, that was quite the thing to do, wasn't it, around about 3 years ago? Oh yes, read the Goldfinch. Read the Goldfinch, talk about it afterwards, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Or any kind, when you're saying about your mum, any kind of evening class I'd love to do. Like
a language class.
I'd love to learn a language class. Do a language class.
Yeah. I've always thought I should do that.
I always think it reminds me of Rodney and Cassandra in Only Fools and Horses, and when they write the names in the Max and the Max get confused and then they get married. Evening classes are a great place to pick up.
Yes, absolutely. But I thought that when I was in Norway, because everyone obviously spoke excellent English and also spoke a couple of other languages.
Of course they do, fucking cunts.
Oh, I think we'll leave it there. Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung, everyone. Have we done enough time, Susie?
Yeah, perfect.
Well done, because we get told off sometimes if we go over.
Well, we have gone over, obviously, but not too much.
Hopefully there'll be something to cut out.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, it's been so lovely to have you here.
Join us next week.
And if you're enjoying our podcast, feel free to book to come and see us in the fall.
In the fall.
We say that for our two American listeners, both of them who tweeted us.
Yeah, both of them. Hi, guys.
Hi. You know who you are. And if you are, but if you're not in America and you're in the UK and you want to come and see us on tour, get the details, tomindeed.com or susieruffle.co.uk. And we're touring together.
And it's been really nice. We've been getting tweets from our listeners. If there's any subjects you think that we should take on,
yes,
or anything, any suggestions
to talk about, yes,
no, please get in touch, because it's been really great hearing from people.
Hobbies. Maybe stitch something.
Stitch.
Oh, if you stitch us something, that's
stitch in time.
If you stitch in time, saves nine. And if you do some sort of tapestry of our faces, we will use it as the new logo.
Oh my god, absolutely.
As long as it's good, okay.
Or a cartoon of it.
Or a cartoon. Or a watercolour.
A watercolour. Oh, how lovely.
Yeah. All of that.
Well, thanks very much for listening.
Yeah, anyway. Thanks.
And we'll chat soon.
Yeah. See you soon. Okay, bye.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.